Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, February 27th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Amazon unveiled its first ever quantum computing chip today. The company says the chip, dubbed Ocelot, can lower the costs of reducing quantum computing errors by up to 90%. The announcement comes a week after Microsoft claimed a quantum computing breakthrough by creating a new state of matter. And in December, Google said it developed a new chip called Willow that it said marks an advance in solving quantum's error correction issues. According to the head of quantum hardware for Amazon Web Services, the company's Ocelot chip is a prototype and not ready to scale. Microsoft is urging the Trump administration to ease a new chip export system that would restrict the sale of cutting-edge artificial intelligence chips to much of the world. In a blog post today, Microsoft called for the system to no longer apply to a group of U.S.-friendly nations, including India, Switzerland, and Israel. The company said that countries facing limited U.S. chip supply would turn to China instead. NVIDIA has also been vocal about export controls, calling the proposed rules a sweeping overreach. People familiar with the matter say Trump administration officials are weighing steps to strengthen the restrictions while simplifying the export control rules. And Meta apologized last night for what it said was an error that led to graphic and violent videos flooding some Instagram users' feeds on Wednesday. Some of the recommended videos had sensitive content warnings on them, while others didn't. A Wall Street Journal reporter's account featured scores of videos of people being shot, mangled by machinery, and ejected from theme park rides. An Instagram spokesman said the company fixed the error. The spokesman declined to comment on the scale of the issue. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast.